Welcome back to it. We're going to direct our conversation for a moment to the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Get your pencil. You're going to need it because you're going to learn a couple of things here. The question is, and I've often thought about this, when it comes to your cell phone, when it comes to your phone and what access police or other government agencies can have to that phone when they're pursuing a crime, do you think police have the right to go into your phone and figure out where you've been, what your location is, what your history is, what your texting has been? My answer is absolutely not. Some say otherwise. Joining me is Ashley Baker, the Director of Public Policy at the Committee for Justice. Ashley, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. All right, so I carry around this, well, basically it's a supercomputer. I mean, what I carry around in my hand, mm-hmm. these smartphones have the kind of power that, you know, rooms full of computers had in the 1960s. And there's all this information. There's more information, private information, on my phone than anywhere else. Who do I talk to? What do I talk about? Where am I going? What am I buying? All of these things. And I don't believe that the police should just have open access to that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was kind of one of the reasoning at the heart of Carpenter versus United States, the last Supreme Court decision on this issue, is that this data is also, it's conveyed without you necessarily knowing it. So not only is there a lot of data, but just by your cell phone being on, it's, you know, connecting to cell phone towers. And in this specific case, it was location data. There's other types of metadata that is in your phone, and also, you know, all the content that is stored in there. Like you said, it is essentially a computer in your pocket now.
It is, and a tracking device, like you said. It's like an electronic tether that we voluntarily take with us wherever we go. So the question is then, does the Fourth Amendment allow for warrantless searches and seizures of location data or any other data? That's the real question here, Ashley.
It does not, according to the 2018 ruling by the Supreme Court that decided that warrantless seizure of cell phones location data is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. That case is called Carpenter versus United States. Just to give a brief background of it, Timothy Carpenter participated in a string of armed robberies of Radio Shacks. Actually, he's stealing cell phones, which is kind of ironic. And law enforcement was able to obtain his location to arrest him by obtaining his cell phone location data. So the main question before the court was whether an individual has a reasonable expectation of privacy, and the data conveyed day to day in their cell phone. The court ruled that yes, they do. It is unconstitutional. It was, like I said, it was involuntarily conveyed.
Do you really believe that? I mean, my point being is these agencies, these government agencies, a lot of them have a tremendous amount of access. And if they want to know something, you wonder if they really ask permission. I mean, they have access to all sorts of things mm-hmm. that are supposed to be private. My health background, my health information is in computers all over. And and I find it hard to believe that that remains completely private, despite HIPAA laws and so forth. You've got these other laws, the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution, preventing unreasonable search and seizure. And yet I know, and so do you, that your information is everywhere. Everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Carpenter was a good step forward in protecting privacy, but it also only applies to cell phone location data. And if the government agencies, you know, that's a particularly a problem. You know, you have the EPA tracking data. You have just the agencies that you wouldn't necessarily even expect that don't have a law enforcement role. Obviously, ICE, Border Patrol, the DEA as well. So
let me ask you this. Yeah. Who knows more about me, the government or the company that wants to sell me new khakis? I mean, the company that wants to sell me new clothes and so forth, do they know more about me or does the government? And I say that, you know, because you have all of these cookies that float around in your device as well, wherever you go, wherever you visit, you know, and then things pop up. Oh, I looked at a boat, so you get 12 boat ads. You know, I looked at a shirt, so you get 12 shirt ads. Who knows more about me, the government or the companies that are trying to sell me something, or do they all work together now?
Well, that's a good question. So the government, I mean, it depends, you know, primarily on whether or not, you know, they have the data, and accessing the data is, you know, two completely different things. And the companies, of course, are utilizing the data, but they're doing so in a way that's not necessarily personally identifiable. I think, you know, when you're comparing the two, the government obtaining data is a far greater threat. You can always, you know, opt out of data sharing with products. You can opt out of, you know, using the product whatsoever, using the service or using Facebook. But you definitely can't opt out of the government searching your data.
Right. Yeah, which leads me to wonder where we go from here. Because despite this one ruling, I continue to believe that there are those in government. First of all, I see the Constitution under assault from a variety of directions, and it's always about the children. We must save the children. And I would think that somewhere along the line, I'm going to hear the same argument about the Fourth Amendment. Well, you know, we should get a warrant, but this is very important. We have to protect the kids from these people, so we have to be able to track their cell phones. We need to know what they're doing. I think it's just a matter of time. Maybe I'm a cynic, Ashley, but I really do believe that it's a matter of time. Ashley Baker here, from the director of from the Committee of Justice, the director of Public Policy Committee for Justice. I don't know, Ashley. I mean, it's one court ruling. Where do we have to go from here to give us real protection?
Right. I mean, to get real protection at this point, you know, Congress needs to do its job and strengthen statutory requirements. There's the Electronic Communication Privacy Act that was passed in 1986 and still has not. There have been many, many failed attempts to update that. And this is something that Congress needs to take seriously. Congress is, you know, there's a huge debate right now over a federal privacy bill, but that's, you know, corporate data. That's really data protection. I like to separate the two issues by calling one, you know, data protection, the other privacy. So that's the government searching your data. It's a Fourth Amendment problem. But I think, you know, first Congress needs to address this problem with government searches.
Yeah, I don't think they have time right now. Right now they're trying to figure out an impeachment process. So that takes all of their time. All of their time is focused on one thing. They're wasting all of their time on one thing, going down this road of impeachment when important issues like this continue to hang out there. Are there any bills out there that we should be looking at, trying to understand and seeing whether or not they would make sense for us?
Currently, there's no, you know, broad protection bill out there. Most of them, as I said, pertain to company use of your personal data. So they haven't really revisited this issue. You're right. The House of Representatives is, you know, tied up with impeachment, and half the Senate's running for president. So, you know, they haven't really had much time to get to this.
There is that. Half the Senate is running for president. You got that right, Ashley. Way to nail it. Greatly appreciate it. If people want to find out more about your group or this important issue, what would you suggest? Do you have a website, a Facebook page? What do you got?
We do. You can go to committeeforjustice.org, and we have all of our content on there related to, you know, Fourth Amendment privacy and data protection as well.
There you go. Committeeforjustice.org. Ashley Baker, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Committee for Justice, Ashley Baker. And they're important considerations, but as Ashley points out, half the Senate's running for president. The other part of Congress is spending all of their time messing around with impeachment while important things don't get done. I'm shocked. Really, I am. Good thing that they're on break, though, the members of Congress. They're on break now and home in their district. So you've got that going for you. They're on vacation again. All right. It's 41 after. I'm good. 41 after. We're going to talk about Barack Obama. I know you're excited. And who he thinks should be president. Seriously, right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Hey, parents! It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Mom, not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.